Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guest is Mary Warnock. She's chairperson of the Creative Elder Options Committee for the Macomb Area AARP. The committee has issued the 2012 version of its Senior Services Directory for McDonough County. Mary, can you start by telling us about the Creative Elder Options Committee?
Yes, thank you very much for having me on. We always appreciate this opportunity to publicize our booklet. Would you like to know the names of the people on the committee?
Sure.
And they've been with us quite a long time. Nancy Dobie, Lois Ganyard, Linda Hess, Peggy Ma, Lynn Rubin, Jane Cheek, Marion Swisher, and me.
And what do you do besides create this annual directory? What else does the Creative Elder Options Committee get involved with?
Well, as you may or may not remember this, but in the year 2007, we started this publication of the book, but 3 years before that, we did three seminars on making nursing homes more homey, which mm-hmm. were all successful, and you attended most of those too, thank you. Then we decided, why don't we print a book of things in McDonough County that are available to senior citizens, because this community is replete with opportunities for seniors, and that's only getting better. So in the year 2007, we printed our first book, and inexplicably, we printed another one that year. And we spent our own money to put it together, but starting in the year 2008, we were able to ask 10 entities in Macomb to be our sponsors, and they, at least four of them have remained sponsors ever since. You know, businesses mm-hmm. change in Macomb, and we are eternally grateful for them because it enables us to give the books away free and to maintain our website. And so we've revised it each year, and 2012, for some reason, has become my favorite book.
Why?
Well, number one, it's indexed. And I don't know if you've ever made an index for anything, but it's horribly hard to do. And we all proofread it, but there were at least two people on the committee, Nancy Dobie and Lynn Rubin, that did the bulk of the work, and then we all looked at it. And so it's more user-friendly. And number two, we've been able to add the two new entities that have been created in town of walk-in clinics. Are you familiar with either one of those?
One off the top of my head would be the Hy-Vee clinic.
That's exactly right. That's a McDonough District Hospital convenient care clinic. And the other is the Eagle View Community Health System clinic. If you go out East Jackson, you come to Guadalajara Restaurant, but turn left right there, and then go a block and turn right, and that's the Eagle View Community Health System. And they offer medical services and also dental services. And so that's nice for the community. And then the Macomb Convenient Care has three nurse practitioners, and it's open Monday through Sunday, and we have the hours written down in our booklet. And it's a very efficient and pleasant system also. It's nice for Macomb.
Who is the target audience for the directory?
Our target audience are people of AARP age, and I think that starts at 50 now. So we don't deal in children's opportunities here in Macomb. This is directed to the older adult.
But it might also be of use to the children of those older adults, too, wouldn't you say?
Totally useful for them, because if you notice, our book this year is yellow, and we have a yellow flyer telling where to get it free, which we'll probably get to later. But on the front page of the, on the front cover, we have our website. I could give that over the air if you would like.
It is MacombAARPCEO.org.
Yes, yes. And for those of you who are older, you know you have to put HTTP /www, but that's okay.
That's standard operating procedure. Macomb, AARPCEO.org, does that contain the exact same information that you find in the free booklets that are available around Macomb?
Absolutely. I think it's interesting to note, I went over and spoke to the person that does the editing for the Campus Connection at Western Illinois University, and she very graciously put an announcement in the Campus Connection, which people get by email, or you could pick up a copy, and that's what she put in. She didn't even bother with saying about where to get the free copies, because the bulk of her readers have a computer, mm-hmm. and they'll just go right to the internet site. And that's one of the reasons we have two levels of sponsor giving, and if you give the top level, you're connected with the our website, which is a nice advantage.
What goes into researching this book? How do you get the information and ensure its accuracy?
There's a lot of footwork, and everybody on the committee has an assignment, and they are very intrepid, and they go out and search. Or the reason we found out about the Eagle View Health Center, it was a casual conversation I was having with a friend of mine, saying, I went out there, and I was treated very graciously, and they did the work. And I said, what are you talking about? So that's how you find many things out, by word of mouth. We don't put anyone's name in here, you know, like the director is Sue Smith or something of that nature, because there seems to be a lot of change in personnel. So we're just dealing with the title of the entities.
And the phone number and website, if they have one.
Correct. And, of course, that's another thing. Thank heavens we have Linda Hess on the committee, because she checks all the phone numbers. And, you know, that's a job that not everybody hankers for.
We've touched a bit on it, but can you elaborate on what sort of information would someone find in the directory?
Well, I could give you an example. We have a friend who, unfortunately, was told you can't drive anymore. And he goes to the YMCA for lunch every day, which is also mentioned in this booklet. And I said, if you go to the I gave him one of the books, and we have a section called transportation. And I said, if you call this phone number, there'll be a vehicle that will come to your house, take you to the Y, and then bring you home. Well, he said, I don't think that's going to work. It works like clockwork. Then another acquaintance of mine wanted to have his surgery done at McDonough District Hospital, but they didn't do the type of surgery that he desired. He wanted a less invasive procedure, and he went to two other towns, and he ended up in Springfield, Illinois, and had his surgery. And I said, here, take a copy of this book, because when the discharge nurses come into your room, you can give them the copy, because he was going to have home health nursing and physical therapy and whatnot. Well, here's all this information. They were just ecstatic to get this. Then, of course, if you're out in California and your mother's having problems, well, number one, we do have on page 4 a wonderful preface of our book written by the son of Jane Sheik, and he did this last year. If I may read the first paragraph, would that be all right? Well, here you are. Your parents suddenly need your help. They've been fine, and suddenly, boom, a call comes to you, and you rush to help them. They may be better now, but what do you do about the future? Well, that's exactly what this book is for, because this mythical person in California would go immediately to page 7, which is alternatives for the older adult. And I've mentioned this on the radio before, but I don't think it hurts to mention it again. But this is a free service. They will send a representative of this organization to, let's say, your mom's home. And it would be nice if she would call, because it's going to be involving her. And they would come to your mother's home. They would examine, you know, is this a two-story house or one-story? Are there rugs that she could fall on? They look around the house to see the environment, if you understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying. And then they kind of ask her questions to see what is her level of health. And I will tell you honestly, they do look at, they ask for financial records. Are you able to pay for some of the things, or would you qualify for something else? And they don't force you to do anything, but they just give advice. Now, when I say this is a free service, it certainly is, but you may have to pay for some of the services that are recommended. But that's a nice, it's a nice thing to get a disinterested or an interested, disinterested third party in there.
We have just a few minutes left, and we certainly don't want the time to get away without you telling us, besides the website, where can someone find a copy of the Senior Services Directory?
I'm so pleased you asked that question. We have three locations in Macomb. Number one, they're at the YMCA Senior Center in Macomb. The other place there are free copies is Macomb City Hall. And I would say 101% of the time you're going to be greeted very warmly there. Mm-hmm. They're just very pleasant. And lastly, the McDonough District Hospital Public Relations Department. Now, you will have to go to the lower level to reach there, and again, you're going to get a very warm welcome there. And the reason we can give them away free is because of our sponsors.
Some of whom I think you said have been with you throughout the years, and I imagine you've picked up some new ones over time, too.
Yes, we have some that have been since the beginning of the year. At the beginning of 2008 until today. And sometimes entities go out of business, or people take a year or two off and return, and they're all very gracious.
When you talk to friends, associates from other counties or other parts of the country, do you find they have something similar, or have you found the Senior Services Directory seems to be unique to McDonough County?
We don't want to brag, but we think we're the only county in the whole state that has something like this. But I will tell you that we always make a point to send this to both United States senators, and we send to our representatives. I believe that we have Bobby Schilling as our representative, but I think we're getting Aaron Schock, so he got a copy. We send one to our local Illinois Center and representative. And so it's the information leaves the county, and I'll say if somebody wants to copy this idea, please go ahead because it's a big help.
Have you ever needed to use the directory yourself?
I cannot believe that you're asking this question, and nobody told you to do that. But just yesterday, we went to the MDH Convenient Care because my husband, he was burning leaves and whatnot 2 weeks ago, and I think his trousers caught on fire. He got a burn on his leg, and so we've been treating it poorly, we found out, at home. Should have been better. So we went to the MDH Convenience Center, and we could certainly give accolades for the treatment that we got there. So, yes, we have used it.
All right. Mary Warnock is chairperson of the Creative Elder Options Committee for the Macomb Area AARP. The committee has just issued its 2012 version of the Senior Services Directory for McDonough County. Mary, we're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.